Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Nobody's Listening, but the question is, why?
How you doing out there, podcast people? This is Nobody's Listening Podcast, Episode 8, brought to you on February 14th, 2007.
B-Day!
That's right, folks. We love you. And my name is James Kennison, and my brother's here.
I'm David Kennison.
And we're so glad that you could join us here on Nobody's Listening. Yeah. I hope to God, at this time, each of you are out there, you know, just loving somebody. Just showing some love. Because I'm loving people. Are you cutting your wrist?
I'm cutting my wrist.
David's girlfriend is in Ireland.
Millions of miles away.
And my woman is just right upstairs thinking about me because I bought her. You don't even know this, dude. I bought her a Nintendo DS. Pink one.
What's that? That's the little flip things?
Yeah.
Oh.
You don't even know. This is a podcast where David and I tell true life funny stories,
yep.
And we invite you to do the same. And so
please do.
You can check us out on NLcast.com. You can email us at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com or call us on the Nobody's Calling line.
206-600-5704.
Yeah. So anyway.
And they can check us out on MySpace.
Oh, that's right.
Temp or MySpace.
Let's save that till the news and update time. So. Yeah,
oh, there it is.
We do have a MySpace, so yeah, you guys will have to check that out. But anyway, we always start off with weekly updates.
Okay.
What's been going on? Here's your weekly update.
It's my life, it's now or never.
You want me to go first, or do you have one? It's your week, so why don't you go first?
No, it's not. No. I went first last week doing the weekly update.
No. Whoever has the story goes
Shut
first.
Up. Well, it says you on here first.
Okay, then I'll go. I don't care.
Because mine's not cool.
Okay, I got some dental work done.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really want to discuss this. I want to play you the call that I called into when my entire lower jaw was numb.
Yeah, I got one of your voicemails.
Okay, so rather than me tell you the story, I'm just going to play this. And so here we go.
Hi, this is James. David and James, I love your show, and just want to let you know I love our own show. And I just got done with a dentist, and they numbed the entire bottom of my jaw and my tongue. And my tongue feels fat. And it's very hard to speak. It's very hard to make sure I'm not chewing on the only side of my face. So please make fun of me. Because later on this will be funny, but right now it's very irritating. And I don't know if I'm drooling on myself, I'm not allowed to eat, and like I said, I don't know if I'm accidentally biting my face on the inside. So, David, I love you, and Lucy, I feel like Homestar. Hi, I'm Homestar Winnell. Hello. I like a thing in a bag. That sounds like Hope Star. Even though accident did, that was funny. Alright, I'll see you later. Bye.
Can't understand a word I'm saying.
I know.
Anyway, so basically, if you couldn't tell, I had my entire lower jaw numbed and I wasn't allowed to eat anything because my tongue felt like it was this big around. And they said I would chew on the side of my mouth. Well, I did go get something to eat, and it was something small, and I was very careful, but, dude, I chewed the smack out of the side of my tongue.
Let me see.
It's all healed up now. Yeah. I called JoJo, and he prayed for me. So, so anyway, David, what's your weekly update?
Because
I know you were just bluffing, and you're just extending the fact that you got no life.
I have no life, but I do have two jobs.
That's right.
Yeah.
David got a job. Times...
two.
Yeah, two times.
Times one equals two. Yeah, I got that. So it's going to be like 78 hours a week.
Dude.
So, guys, it was really nice doing the podcast. Really.
I know. I'm worried for you, Dave. I don't know why you don't just take one of the two jobs.
And... because I need the money to survive.
Off your mic.
Yeah, that's about it. That's my weekly update.
Well, good. I mean, yeah. Nothing silly or funny happened?
No, not really. My manager that was where I was working with actually walked me around the store.
Uh-huh.
He went outside to go talk on the phone. Well, it was snowing yesterday really bad.
Uh-huh.
So he's like, Dave, I got to show you this. So we went around the whole store on the outside and traced his footprints.
Uh-huh.
He's like, that's where I stepped in the snow really deep. And that's where I about slipped in the ice. And you see this like hand mark on the side of the building and where he slipped. He's like, and then I thought that was a bumper to stop your car from coming close to the store, and it wasn't. It was ice, and he fell off that. And it's got this big mess, and then he's like, and this is where I brushed all of it off. And so I walk, and so you see all this like, and his pants are just soaked.
Now I'm officially going to die. Now, so this guy just took you out and showed you this randomly.
Yeah, he took me out and showed me this. He's like, but we were on a break anyway for lunch. Uh-huh. He's like, dude, I got to show you something. I got to show you something. Oh, yeah, my jobs are at QT and AutoZone.
Quick Trip and AutoZone. Wow.
Yeah.
So you can make a drink.
Mm-hmm. And pull a starter off a 350 big block.
Hey, boy, that's the way it is.
Head gas blew out.
I'm proud of you, my son.
It's
the voice of God coming in again. Anyway, all right, that's our weekly update. I hope you enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's not waste any time, Dave.
Let's don't.
Let's go right to it, boy.
It's your story, James.
It's the featured story.
It's not my story.
It's my story,
it's
James.
It's your story this week. Don't do that to me. For a minute, I thought you were right.
Okay.
All right, what's our featured story for
today? Featured story. I call it the phone line. I just made that up, the line part. And so I was in seventh grade, and I got grounded for like 2 months off the phone.
For what'd you do?
I don't know if I can tell you. I killed birds. I didn't feed them for like 2 weeks.
You're terrible. Mom raised birds, okay?
Yeah.
She raised a lot of birds, and you didn't feed them for 2 weeks and they died?
Yeah.
That's horrid.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad. It was pretty bad.
And how long did you get grounded?
No. Let's ask me, how many birds did I kill?
Okay, how many birds?
Like 10. Cockatiels.
Big ones?
No. Cockatiels, not cockatoos. Cockatiels.
Cockatiels are big birds,
oh,
dude.
Oh, yeah, the long ones with the thing that comes up the forehead.
You killed them.
Like 10 of them, dude. It was like D-Day. It was horrible. because I finally got around to go doing it, and I'm like... And then you see one, and then you see one fly, and he just goes straight down. That was his last flight.
Oh my God, that's horrible. Yeah.
So, anyways.
Wait. Your story. Who cares about your story? This is the story.
But I got 2 points.
How many weeks did you get restriction?
2 months. 4, 8 weeks.
That's pretty good. I thought you said 2 weeks.
No.
So let's do the division. That's less than 1 week a bird.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Pretty good ratio.
You got off pretty good.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Do you want to still talk about the birds?
No, Mom would have killed me.
She came in. I was supposed to go to a
you had it so
school.
Much easier than
no,
I
no,
did.
No, it was hard. I was supposed to go to a dance at school that night.
Ooh. And you were Mom, allowed to go to dances. I wasn't
and
allowed
Mom
to go.
Mom called me and said, oh, no, Mom called the office and told them, David, go straight home, ride the bus home. Mm. And then they found the note and all the little caskets.
You're a bird killer, dude.
All the little caskets. I had to bury the casket.
Yeah, there's no bird
caskets. I had to take a bird feather and stick it where it was buried. This one was Frodo. This one was Jimmy. So, yeah, it was pretty bad. I didn't tell you this one, did I?
God, no, okay. Dude. This is terrible.
I told you. That's why I was like, should I tell?
I feel so guilty laughing. Stinking PETA activists are going to be stalking you. You're talking about stalkers. Oh, my
so
God.
So I got grounded for 2 months.
You got off easy, homie. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I didn't even get touched or anything.
Mom got soft. Mom got soft over the years because. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I'm just glad they're. You know, I counted 10.
I called some white guy the N-word when I was a kid. Okay, didn't even know what it meant, and she bare butt whooped me. Okay, then I had to write scriptures for like a month until my hand hurt.
I never did that.
Okay, and that was just that, and. I wasn't even on purpose. Here, you purposefully kill birds over the course of how many weeks?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. And
we're averaging 5 a week.
You didn't get a spanking?
No.
You just, anyway, you missed a dance. Well, I wasn't even allowed to go to dances, and I never even did nothing.
I truly believe that mom birthed the evil out of her first, and then right at the end, the grace came out, and the love, and the good.
Dude. Don't even
we
push
got
it.
Yin and yang here.
You don't even know. You all don't right. even know. We had two different moms, dude. I'm telling you. We actually did it. We had two different dads, but man, I'm telling you, my mom and your mom were two different ladies.
Yeah, that's what Leanne says.
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, so.
Tell the real story. God, now that I've survived that.
I got grounded for 2 months. And
I just can't imagine anything that's going to be better than that.
I wasn't allowed to talk on the phone or go on the internet and all that stuff.
They had the internet back then. See, they had no internet when I was a kid.
So when mom was at work one day and John was playing Sega, I ran my own phone line into my room so I could talk on the phone.
How did you do this?
I knew how to do it.
Did you go up under the house?
Yeah, up under the house. You could hear him up above me. Yeah, I was playing Sega or something. So I knew what room he was in, and then go 4 different, you know, 2 feet from there, and I know where I was.
Okay.
So I drilled and everything. It was like MacGyver, dude. At like 13, drill a little hole. You know, I stop, wait for Jonathan, pauses his game.
He's listening.
I'm pause it.
He's hearing
boop,
stuff.
Boop, 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 and then pause.
Well, see, it's important to mention that the entire house was up on concrete blocks. So David had like a good 3 feet of space to go underneath the house at any point. And it was hardwood floors.
And the possums helped me out.
Dude, I got to cough like a beast. Go ahead.
Okay. So I drilled a hole in everything and ran a 30-foot line into my room.
Where'd you get the phone line from?
You know how that place is. There's tons of stuff, dude. Okay. There was like Cat 5 cable. Cat 5 cable wasn't invented back then. It was there. So anyway, I hooked it up. I had my own phone. I hit it. I planned this for like months. Like once I knew I was getting grounded, I hit a little phone, a little extra phone underneath my bed, some cable and all that stuff. So then once I got it, I hooked it up to my phone. I hooked it up to the main phone board and outside. And I was like, okay, the mission will go down at 0900. Actually, 2100. And when John's fast asleep and mother's on the other side of the room.
Yes.
Okay, all that stuff. So I called my girlfriend, Alana.
Uh-huh.
I was like, hey, Alana, what's going on? And then you hear Jonathan move in the other room. I'm like, dang it. I was like, hold on one second. Hold on, Alana, 1 minute. John walks down to the bathroom. You hear him. Comes out of the bathroom. Farts, go back to sleep. Okay. Hey. Yeah. I love you too.
Oh. I was wondering who was so important.
It was my ex. It was my girlfriend.
Your ex.
One of them. And so I did this like 3 nights in a row.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The fourth night, it was the most unlucky one. I'm like, hey, what's going on? What's going on, girl? She said, no, not much. Hold on. John just got up. Hold on. Wait for him to go to bed. Come back, Bart, go back to sleep. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it was him. And somehow I cracked up, and I started laughing. You hear on my door. I'm like, hold on. I try to stash the phone on the other side of the bed and everything. And Joe's like, I know you got a phone in there. I know you got a phone
Jonathan,
in there.
You're
yeah, turn me in. So dude. It was like 11 o'clock at night. And so he ran back. I'm telling mom tomorrow. And so I went to school the next morning, came home. Mom had taken the phone and ripped it out of the wall.
Oh, my God.
Broke my phone. I don't know. She wrapped everything up and threw it away or something. But my 2.5 hours of labor was worth more than that. So it was pretty crazy. But yeah, so mom was really impressed. I knew how to run a phone line. but she wasn't that impressed to leave it there.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, she beat up everything. It was great.
Dude, when mom gets mad, or when she got mad,
the rage,
the wrath, the rage, and you wonder why we have problems with our temper sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, dude, that was the funniest, easily the funniest story I've ever heard on this podcast.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out on the way here why I did I get grounded, and then I was like, oh, should I tell that one?
Yes,
because I was trying to figure out. Okay, I have to go through the phases. Did mom know about this story? Can I tell it? Because I know she's listening. And then, okay, has James heard it? Okay,
oh,
we're good.
Oh, man, dude. That's terrible. I think there is a statute of limitations on bird killing. At least I hope there
like
is.
Like 15.
So how many years ago was this, David?
This is
say 15. Say 15.
15 years.
Oh, that's good because 14 is the limit. So okay. Woo, we're good. Woo. All right. Woo. All right. Anyway, that was our feature story.
Yeah.
Up next, news, E, and V mail.
It's time for news, email, and voicemails.
Yes.
Favorite part of my show.
Favorite part of my show?
No, my favorite part of the show. Sorry. I wasn't trying to claim ownership.
I just claim back.
I mean, it is the James and David show. That's what it says on the website.
D comes before J. I'm going to Java hack that website.
Java hack.
I don't know what that is.
Get the Murlocs to do it. Kick the table. That's a good thing.
That's good base. Okay. The news. James actually told me about this, but I was on iTunes anyway and viewed it.
Yeah.
We got...
kind of, sort
of. The kind of... The new... What is it called? Yeah. I was trying to figure out... I thought it had a new comedy section or...
No.
Tell it. Just tell it.
Okay. We kind of got featured on iTunes this week. If you go to iTunes Store and then you click on the right-hand side, there's it says podcasts. And then below that, after that loads, click comedy. Mm-hmm. You'll see a big window that has all the featured podcasts. And there are 5 pages. So you click view all. And if you go to the 5th flipping page, mm-hmm. There we are.
Hey, at least we're on there.
Dude, I know. How many thousands of podcasts get submitted every day? And we got... kind of
okay, so
featured.
Tell me the background. Do people listen to this at iTunes?
People go to this area to look up new podcasts, and they might...
But doesn't everybody get that?
Everybody in the world would see that.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, doesn't every new comedy...
No.
Okay.
No.
Really?
No. Huh. It's based on the amount of subscribers you have and the ratings that subscribers have given... So, and we've gotten all 5 stars. The other thing is right at the top of the page, right there on the top, before you click view all or anything, there's a little window that says new and notable, and we were on the 2nd screen.
Mm-hmm.
There's 4 screens. Now we're on the 3rd.
Yep.
So, but we still beat some people. So,
cool.
All you people we beat, work hard.
Yeah.
Work hard.
Really.
All right.
The next thing up is MySpace.
Yes. Tell
us
about
MySpace. There's like...
We got a MySpace.
There's like 40 million people out on MySpace. And how many friends do we have, James?
4. I deleted a couple.
We have 4?
They were businesses posing as people.
Oh. Anyway, get on the MySpace. You can find it at myspace.com/NLcast.
That's right.
And then you can find me on there too, under the friends.
Cool.
Nobody's listening.
That's right. Chaos. But let me just tell you right now, if you please just... Don't ask to be my friend on MySpace. I'm really weird about MySpace. I do feel that it is the trailer park of the internet.
Yep.
And I only add people that I actually know in real life. So I'm sure you will understand that. But I will add anybody that's not a business to NLcast.com.
Yeah, if you want to friends request me, and if it's like, say, our friend G. Smith,
mm-hmm.
Say you're G. Smith. If you say your real name, I probably won't know who you are.
Yeah, true.
So.
I would have to think about that. Anyway, we got some emails, Dave.
Okay, emails.
3rd page.
Getting to it. Okay, oh my gosh. The Lucy sisters. Stand 10.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that all the recap songs should be done when you guys are delirious, which was last week.
Last week at 11 o'clock at night.
Because last week's song, especially with the special word from the Lord with a drawl, not a draw.
Yeah.
A draw.
A draw.
Was incredible. I laughed so hard. I nearly... Can we say that?
Yeah, you can say that.
Urinated in my pants. In fact, I introduced my parents to the Nobody's Listening podcast with that recap song, even they, at nearly 60.
You got some old parents.
Loved it. Our mom's 60.
No stinking way.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. We were all laughing very much. Nice job, fellas. Thank you, Sarah from the Lucy Sisters.
Sweet.
I wonder if that's your real name, Lucy Sisters.
Anyway, you can't take that personally, Dave. People love the Lucy joke.
No, they're mocking me.
No, they're not mocking
They're mocking me. Nobody quotes my stuff besides Lucy. And that was because you made fun of it. That was the only reason why people like it, because you made fun of
me.
It. Oh, Lucy.
But it was funny. It was funny even before I mocked it, though. That's the truth you need to hold on to. Anyway, Michael Murlock. I call him Michael Murlock because I don't know if he uses his last name on his podcast. But Michael Murlock from the Weekly Murlock. He gave me a story a long time ago, back when we first started, and I had just been waiting for the right time. So here it is. He was on the GameSpot site, and he has a Nintendo Wii. He saw an ad for a free 2,000-point card, which is worth about $20 in Wii points. I don't understand it because I don't have a Wii.
Okay.
But it was one of those ads that say, you know, like free Xbox, free phone. So anyway, he believed the ad. He's like, dude, whatever I got to do to get this $20 card. So he clicked on the ad, and it turned out you had to sign up for a 7-day trial to true.com to get this free stuff.
That love
the singles
thing.
Website that has almost pornographic ads and stuff
yeah.
on MySpace and otherwise. Yeah, I hate them. But the dude's married, right? So he signs up, he tells his wife, he's like, you know, honey, just wanting to be up front with you, let you know, da 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 da.
That's good.
But she gives him a hard time about it and all this kind of stuff. Well, anyway, the next day they go to Walmart to get some groceries and their bank card won't work. And they try it again, bank card won't work. Apparently, what had happened is since he'd signed up for this stuff, they had pinged his credit card account. And since his credit card company said, okay, he's married, it's a singles website, he probably didn't really do this, they blocked and put a lock on his accounts.
Holy crud.
And so he could not, I mean, they had tons and tons of groceries, had to leave it all there and go deal with this issue. And apparently a lot of the internet fraud that's out there goes through these singles websites. So you single people, be careful about those sites. And anyway, so that's why they did that. Well, anyway, his ATM won't work. His wife's giving him a hard time. He calls the bank, you know, and it was the credit check and all that. But here's the part that makes this really funny is when I was talking to him about it, I'm like, you know, Michael, you know, people want to know if people are really being true to their wives and stuff like that. So, you know, and most people that probably know you would say, you know, people at your church would probably say, yeah, Michael's a good man. He's a good Christian man. Mm-hmm. But don't ask his stinking bank, because according to his bank, he's a married guy.
He got blacklisted by everybody.
He's a married guy trying to hit on women. And here's the worst part. He said he got a couple emails from ladies, but they were all 50 years plus. And one was 70.
Is that the only one that's on there? 50 years
like
plus?
Three
the
or four
golden years.
Women. And they were writing stuff like, you know, it doesn't matter what we look like. The time is too short to haggle over stuff. And so his bank, here's what his bank would say about Michael. He'd say, yeah, he's a married guy getting on singles websites, hitting on old ladies. So anyway, I don't know, man. I thought that was hilarious. But I asked him, I'm like, dude, did you ever get your card? And he's like, oh, no, not yet. So anyway, Michael, I just aired your dirty laundry on national television and national podcast, international world-renowned podcast. So, sorry.
Wow.
We got some voicemails, don't we, Dave?
We do.
Oh, the first one is from, I think it's G. Smith, dude.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, this is Mark. You guys said you needed a call from the forum, so I'm calling, and don't have much to say, but just you guys might get a kick out of this. Just want to say that my bathroom angel is looking down on me right now. So, you know, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
I don't have a clue what a bathroom angel is. That's the only problem. Here's my theories.
Yeah.
First of all, I went into a bathroom one time that had little naked baby angels all over the place.
Oh, those like the old Greek and Roman
stuff. Yeah, the little
stuff.
Naked angels. Ugh, babies.
They're scary.
And so maybe this person had, but there might be a connection to the fact that most people wonder if God can see you when you're in a bathroom.
I'm going to tell myself no.
Anyway, so thanks, G. Smith, Mark, a.k.a. Mark, for calling in, because we didn't have any voicemails otherwise. We got one more from Rybo.
Hi, y'all. This is Ryan, a.k.a. Rybo, from the forum. I just saw that call, and I decided to go ahead and do it. And I hope that I will almost for sure make it on the show we're recording today. Yeah, so, bye.
Okay, well, yeah, we did ask for people to call in and let us and give us some voicemails, but we kind of thought you might have some stories or, you know, just glorify us or something, you know.
Yeah.
So next time you call, have something to say, guys. I'm serious. You know, bathroom angel, what is that? How about hey, guys, just want to – let's do some of our own, Dave. Let's do some real quick.
Okay.
Hey, guys, just wanted to say that your podcast is wonderful. And my talents are 60, and I love you guys, and please don't kill any more birds, because my mom said not to shoot the bird. So, just wanted to say you guys are awesome, and you're hot, and we love you, and so see ya, Brooke.
Okay, now you do a real voicemail.
Hello, this is Steven Whitaker from...
That doesn't sound like it's on a phone, and you're...
Oh my God, I'm trying
cover
to...
Cover your mouth.
I'm trying to confuse my voice.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm trying to confuse voice.
Do it, homie.
Hello, this is Steven Whitaker.
What?
Forget about like it. Go. Said a bad word.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Say it again. Do it one more time.
No, I don't want to say
I'll
it
I'll shut
again.
Up. I'm promising.
Anyway, I'm out of the mood now. I'm done.
What mood? You do a voicemail.
You make me feel self-conscious every time I do this.
Just do it.
Hey, this is Steven. I'm like in sixth grade, and I, oh crap, there's a piece of toilet paper on my shoe. I gotta go. Bye.
I don't know.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, now you know. David's was an example of what not to leave, because that was equivalent of bathroom angels.
Yeah. But,
for your favorite game, You Ain't Right.
Last week, we started a brand new segment where we, each of us, told a small, little, tiny instance of a story.
Uh-huh.
And David, what was yours?
Mine was that I died when I was a couple months pregnant.
And mine was that I... you were a couple months pregnant?
A little stressed out here.
Mine was that a young lady had died in my arms at Wendy's. So, David... Why don't you tell them who ain't right?
James, you are not right.
That's right. I wasn't right. And the people that guessed that correctly were Mikey, Redboar, Kira, and Sarah. So congratulations, guys. I didn't actually fool anybody. I must be stupid. I must be a loser. So anyway, David, tell them a little bit. David actually did die.
Yeah. And
true story.
I don't remember anything.
That's right. How old were you?
A couple months old.
David was like 3 months old, and he stinking had problems from the time he was born. His legs and arms would like lose blood flow, and his dad would have to sit him on the back porch in the sunlight and rub his arms and legs to get blood to flow back through them. He just had a lot of issues and problems.
I didn't know I had that problem.
And he got really sick one time, and just like for like weeks, and his temperature kept going up and up and up, and he finally got so high, and this is kind of a morbid story, but it is true. He went into convulsions and started freaking out and spasming, and his eyes rolled back in his head. And mom was like tripping on what to do, so she put him in a bathtub full of ice water to try to cool him down. And he stinking, you know, screams and screams and screamed and screamed. And you know, we were crying, and you know, I was saying little prayers for him and stuff. And stinking dude, all of a sudden he stopped crying, and his eyes rolled back in his head, and he turned gray. And he died for like 5+ minutes. And we were just praying, and kid you not, eventually, you know, he just and he started screaming bloody murder again. And I'll tell you, it was the best sound I ever heard. And they said, the doctor said, you know, confirmed that he was dead for that long and that he was going to have brain damage. And, you know, it's a shame. That was the only part about it, is the brain damage. That really made it bad. But other than that, but anyway, long story short, after that, he didn't have any of these problems or anything. And I honestly believe that that was a true miracle. So,
yeah,
not to be preachy, but I've always believed that with all my heart.
Yeah, so, I believe that too.
Especially since you I don't remember anything. So anyway, that was the truth. So what we'll do is we'll wait a week. Next week we'll give you a new set of stories and just keep kicking the heck out of the table, Dave. We'll give you a new set of stories and then you'll get a chance to do that. It's time for the recap song.
It's what the world's been waiting for. The recap song.
Recap song.
Oh, man. You ready?
Did you want to see?
No, whatever you do. La da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da. Hey, it's a sad day when a bird cannot live his life the way God intended him to. He just needs some food, he just needs a little TLC. David, he could have gotten that from me, but I didn't live there, you see. It was your responsibility.
It was.
But you failed. 2 weeks is too long. Those birds were so strong, they held on
for far too long,
but eventually they just keeled over. Thank God it wasn't a set of dogs named Rover. At least they could have cried out, at least they could have shared their pain. I just wonder, did those birds sing a final song? They try to tweet out SOS. Give us some bird seed. Oh, please save us, David. I wonder, do they ever haunt you at night? Do they ever wake you up and taunt you till the morning light? Do you ever feel an empty place inside? A little place where little Polly has a cracker and she's dying inside. Tweet, we just don't want to eat. We just don't need to die. We want to fly. It's bad enough we're in a cage. Do we have to die all in a hunger rage? Could you help us? We're in the last stage of a life. Oh. David ran his own phone line. But why did those birds have to die? For you to tell your girlfriend you loved her, but you didn't stay with her, so I guess ultimately you lied.
Yeah, I don't know where you're at, Alana, but I don't care.
I don't know what else to sing about. All I know is I got some teeth pulled out and my jaw was numb, and I was talking dumb, and I came to work, and the lady that made fun of the time I farted, she enjoyed making fun of the way I was talking, and that was cool with me. Otherwise I'd have stayed home and nobody would have seen. I wonder how long this podcast will be. It's probably gonna be the longest we've ever done, 'cause I forgot to set the timer for one. Check us out on iTunes, we were featured, kinda, sorta. You need to leave a review, well, you oughta. help us get pushed to the top of the list instead of dissed and removed like we never existed. Go to the Frapper map. Go to MySpace. Call us up on Nobody's Calling. Go to the forums and leave us a message. It's the way it should be. Go to the store and buy some letters. And don't forget us. And give us a message. Give David some money. He got a job. It sounds good, but it ain't funny. He needs to go to Ireland. He needs some charity. Not parody. We all need to be joking. Because David needs to quit smoking. Oh, God, we got to stop. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us. Dude, for real, check us out on iTunes. Leave us a review if you like us. And check out the Frapper Mat. Leave a pin. I check that thing 5 times a day, hoping for somebody from, like, Botswana. So if you are in Botswana, and you can leave us a message. And then also the Frapper Map we just mentioned. Check us out. Check out the forums. Nobody's posting, man. That place has a life of its own. I love it.
Does.
Love it. Did you see the one with the Burger King crown? The guy figured out how to make a Burger King crown. That was hilarious. So, and then MySpace. Get us on MySpace and email us at nobodyslisteningtous@gmail.com. Call us on 206-657-04. And that's it. That's the whole show, Dave. We're done. See you later, people. Say bye, Dave.
Bye.
Oh, man. Well, we're done.
Thank God.
Hallelujah to you.
I was hating today, dude.
I always hate every show. Every show. Oh, that story. Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll find the podcast. Oh, I know what you're talking about now. G. Smith, I'm an idiot. You're right. Freak, I'm a moron.
The bathroom mix-up story.
Yes, and I posted that it was an angel. It was a bathroom angel. I'm an idiot, dude. You should have told me. He's like, finally. Oh, that would have been great for the podcast. Oh, I'm an idiot. G. Smith, I got to trust you next time. But you got to tell me, dude, because I'm a dork. I just totally didn't get that. Did you know? Do you know what I'm talking about?
He went to the wrong bathroom.
He went in the wrong bathroom.
There's a girl in there?
And no, hold on. He goes in there, and there's no Johns. There's no stalls. And he's like, okay, maybe they just haven't built them yet. So he goes to the bathroom. He comes out. He's washing his hands. And this girl's in there all of a sudden. And he doesn't think anything about it. But she's looking at him. She's like.
Now it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, she's like, why are you in the bathroom? And then he's freaking out. Suddenly he's like. Why are you're a girl in the boys' bathroom? But then he puts it all together. There's stalls. There's a girl in here. Uh-huh. He must be in the girls' bathroom. He runs out and he goes back to his class and everything. But the thing is, he never saw that girl again. It was an angel of mercy. That's what I told him. And so that's why he's talking about bathroom angels, because it was an angel of mercy helping him out. Because if it had been a real girl, it was like Harry Potter with that bathroom chick, the
ghost,
the annoying ghost chick. That was watching him while he was bathing. Blah. Anyway, she was annoying. She was like the Jar Jar Binks of that universe. I hated that character.
You hated Jar Jar Binks, didn't you?
I hated Jar Jar Binks. I tried not to hate him because I didn't want to be like everybody else hating on him. I wanted to give him a chance, but he was truly annoying.
Yeah.
I didn't even like the fact that he was in the second movie.
He was?
Yeah, he was just like an official in the background, but I wanted him to fall off of something very high.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.